Thanks for calling customer support. This is Shawnita. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Yes, it's chj0877@sbcglobal.net.
Thank you for that information. May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Charles. Last name is Jirsa, J-I-R-S-A.
Thank you for that. I have located an account for propertyrecords.com. How may I help you?
Well, I just signed up for it, and I paid a dollar to get a report, and the website blew me off. I signed up. I put in my information. I just got a text from someone named Darian at a different number. It says it's Darian from Property Records just reaching out to check. Were you satisfied with your report? Well, I never got the report. It blew me off and took me back to, having to start all over again, and it wants another dollar.
Yes, sir. So you wouldn't have to put your information back in. It should have sent you an email saying that to pull up your report, you have to go to onlinedatareports.com and put your email in and put your password in, and you should be able to see your report.
Oh, you know what? I did that, and it said it took me to another site. I think it was the data. When I put in my name and password, it said it was incorrect.
Okay. Did you put the email in that you gave to me, CHJ0877?
Yes, ma'am. What is the website that I need to go to?
Online data.
Online.
Reports, and reports has a S on the end, .com.
Let me try this while I have you on the phone. OnlineDataReports.com.
Yes, sir. It's one word.
Okay. Username.
It'd be your email.
Right.
And your password would be the password that you made.
Right. Let me put that in. Checking it out. Log in. Invalid name or password.
What was that, sir?
It's coming up. Invalid name or password. Let me try to. Let me do a forgot password and see if they'll send me a new password.
I can reset your password from this end.
Oh. Okay. Can you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm at the login right now, and it's just saying invalid password.
Okay, let me reset your password for you. Just a second, sir.
This is kind of a one or two time thing, so I'm just going to make it a simple password.
Oh, you're fine, sir. So your temporary password is PV.
Small letters?
Yes, sir. T-A.
P-V-T-A.
G-E.
G-E.
N-T.
N-T?
Yes, sir.
NT.
25.
All right, let's see what happens here. Log in. There I am. Enter your VIN number or license plate. Oh, I don't want to be on property records. That's what I want. I'm looking and go, what do I mean? So I just put in the same property information.
Yes, sir. You can look up your property.
I don't want you to hang up yet. I just want to make sure it. Not that I don't trust you. I don't trust websites.
I'm looking at the website, so it's going in.
Okay, loading results. Magnolia Bend. Okay, there it is. Bird's eye views. Tax assessments. Market assessments. Deed history. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, lender. Year built. So I don't care about schools. I don't care about all these structure things. There should be, what am I looking for? Oh, continue to view title information, right?
Yes, sir. If you have any problems, you can call us back.
Okay, thank you very much. I won't keep you on the phone. Thank you very
much. Are you fine, sir? Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll do it. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Am I going to need to use that password again if I go back into this?
You shouldn't. It should have asked you to make another password. If not, you can just use that password. Yes, sir.
Right. That's what. Could you give it to me again? So that, because I didn't write it down.
Okay, it's PV.
PV?
Yes, sir. It's P as in pig, V mm-hmm. as in vacuum, T as mm-hmm. in talented, A mm-hmm. as in apple, G as mm-hmm. in green,
mm-hmm.
E as in elephant, N as in none, T as in tall, 25.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.